Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi, everybody. I'm Holly Borges.
I'm Sarah C.
What's up?
Okay, so I got my new phone today, but I haven't transferred the stuff, so I'm trying to make the process a little simpler by deleting some things, just okay. So hopefully it'll go faster. I have 33,000 screenshots. Oh. Just screenshots.
Oh, wow.
I have 8,000 videos, which is really interesting since you all see how often I post, which is, like, never. This is all, like, Vanderpump stuff. I have, like, 1,500 screen recordings.
Oh, wow.
The screenshots is killing me, though. 33,000?
You have me beat by 10,000. I have 22,000. 22,789 screenshots.
That's awesome.
I have
how many videos?
24,343.
Videos?
Yes.
Holy shit. Okay, so mine's nothing on that. Well, when you think about what screenshots, I'm like, okay, well, that's probably nothing personal.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not taking a screenshot of, like, I'm taking a picture of something personal, not a screenshot, right?
Yeah.
So that's crazy. But anyways, I found that little data interesting. I don't think I can go through one by one and delete 33. I was trying, and they're like, I was doing the select, and they're like, 80 photos deleted, or screenshots, and I'm like, only 32,899 to go.
Yeah, keep going.
Fuck. Whew. Well, because I didn't want to transfer everything because, you know, I'm already at like 500 gigabytes, the new phone is 512. Like, I don't want to have a new phone and have it fill up immediately.
Yeah, that's the
so
worst.
So whether I delete it on this phone or the next phone, it doesn't matter. Either way, I gotta delete. So, whew, I gotta learn to start deleting as I don't need them instead of, like, just leaving it there.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, the selfie thing, you know, you take a bunch until you get the right one. It's like, then delete all the others right when you do it. I try to, but it doesn't always work. How many selfies do you have?
I'm not a selfier at all. Okay. But so I think it should be really low. Let's see.
I'm not a selfier, but if I have to do the whole hair and makeup thing, I'm like, well, I might as well try and capture this.
2,300 I have.
Oh, you have me beat. I have 1,800.
Oh. Wow, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. Oh, you know what I did find, though? I saw, like, I'm like, what is this 20-minute video of, it's just a black screen? I'm like, that was obviously an accident, like a bot dial. I was just about to delete it. And I'm like, well, let me just see what it is. Because some of them were, like, raccoons dancing in my backyard and stuff. But this one, you're going to be very happy I did not delete this. It was, like, a couple drunk sisters popping off. Remember when I would,
yeah,
like...
Yes.
Do the thing, and I was like, oh, it was like I hit play, and like within 10 seconds I was cringing. I'm like, stop. It was entertaining, so there we go.
Yay.
Well, we have the first look reunion. Did you watch that?
I did.
I listened to Kristen's podcast today. I wanted to just make a couple points about it. Kristen brought up, she's like, I thought it was interesting that Lala and Katie shared a room in San Francisco, and she was just kind of talking about that, and I guess that thought hadn't occurred to me. I thought they were just like hanging out in bed drinking coffee or something, but I'm like, wait a second, why would they be in bed drinking coffee in the morning, like, you know?
Or yeah.
Did they share a room?
I don't know. See, this is why I never delete any of my screen recordings or screenshots, because I love to go back and freaking look.
Yeah, because if they did, then why didn't they make Tom and Tom share a room? Because we know they did not.
Yes. Yeah, they did not.
So that'd be very sexist. I'm like, give the men a room, but the ladies have to share.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think Katie would opt to share with Lala. Like,
no, I think they actively said, like, I'm coming to your room. I thought that was like part of it.
Okay. And then the other, I posted a reel on this. I thought Zach, who was Kristen's guest, had a good point that, you know, why does the show have to hinge on whether or not Ariana films or talks to Sandoval? Like, why is it such a concern of Lala? Like, why is it her business? He's like, bring your own storyline. He's like, maybe if you had something going on in your own life, you wouldn't have to rely so hard on what Ariana's doing or not doing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, ooh, good point. Good burn. Mm-hmm. So, that's all. That's interesting. What do you think about the rumors that Lala's in contract negotiations to be cast in The Valley?
We knew this. Like, I don't understand why it's like, I feel like such old info is swirling up as new. It's like, I actually feel like, am I going crazy? You know what else was like really bothering me? Why, like, even in, I always copy what Bravo writes as the, like, in the show notes for the episode so we can see what's going on. And they're all, Sheena performs for the first time with her band, the 27s, for Kyle Chan's event. This is not Sheena's first time performing with the band. What about all the freaking emo nights we had to sit through this season?
And her show was before they wrapped. Her show was in August. This was September 1st.
So, like I don't, like, but, like, literally on the show, we've seen them already. Like, we've seen this.
Yeah.
So, it's like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Like, not, it, like, that, it doesn't matter, but I was like, what the heck? Yeah.
And, like, literally you and I were on stage with Sheena when she performed with her band, the 27s, at the Bourbon Room.
Yeah.
In August. Weird.
Yeah, and that was days before. Yeah, the reunion. The first, before San Francisco. Yes.
I saw several, Instagram page people or podcasters. I'm not sure which they are. But I saw it come up a couple times because you had alerted me to it. And I was like, someone was like, this breaking news of like, Kyle Chan removed the, you know, certain weapons from Sandoval's house because he was in a dark place. And I'm like, and then everyone's picking that up as a news story. They're like, oh my gosh, was he going to harm himself? And it's like, I'm not even talking about us. Yes, we've talked about that months ago, but look, the cast themselves were on podcasts saying exactly that. And was the one that called Kyle Chan and said, I think you should come over and pick these things up because he's in a really dark place. Kyle Chan was on, I think it was Kristen's podcast, explaining the whole thing as well. Or on Everybody Loves Tom. I think Kyle Chan talked about it there too. I'm like, these guys have talked about it themselves months ago. Why is this news?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. It's so weird.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So, okay, what'd you think the reunion? You guys, we're going to just talk a couple minutes on the first look of the reunion, part one, and then we're going to get into our Valley. The Valley wasn't, like, a super exciting episode.
No, so. I don't have much on it. But, I just had something to say about the reunion. Okay, another rumor that I feel like is swirling around everywhere, on the internet, on social media, is that, you know, like, we, like, they have said that they're going to show this scene at the end, you know, that makes every, like, they want to get everyone's reaction to it. And there's been rumors that have come out that it's going to be very dark. It's very heavy. It's very serious. And a lot of people have speculated that it's going to be about mental health and possibly showing that scene, or, you know, getting more into it with Sandoval and where he was, and, you know, maybe the whole Kyle Chan thing. But I would not put it past this show and the way they look at things to only value Sandoval's mental health. Like, what about everybody else's?
Well, we've already seen Lisa completely disregard Raquel's, but totally take Sandoval seriously.
Yeah.
She had that one scene with Ariana years ago, and it's like, where is she checking in on Ariana? I see her checking in with Tom all season. And I was like, she was the one, like, hurt. Like, yeah, the world hated him.
She was the one who didn't know about it, who had to, like, go through and process it. Like, I'm sure that Sandoval absolutely went through things, like, getting caught and being outed the way he was and then everyone hating him. Like, for sure. Like, I'm not saying he's not allowed to go through his journey. He totally is. But, like, I don't quite see how we can't, like... Raquel literally checked herself in to a facility to deal with this. But, like, that, like, no one is, like, kind of, like, praising that, saying, like, well, I'm glad she, like, is getting the help she needs. No one ever said that. And then, like, the whole show is, like, based on, like, well, I'm going to go try and go do a cold plunge to see if I can get these blues to go away about what I did with, you know, like, what? Like, don't they want to promote, like, a healthy way of dealing? I don't know. Like, the whole thing is just crazy. So, I hope that's not what it is. Not that I think there's, like, such value in sharing if you've been through something. Because, like, so much of the audience can relate to anything like that. I don't know that we want to relate to Sandoval, though. So, I'm a little worried. Like, I hope it's not that. I hope that it's a behind-the-scenes conversation. Like you said, Sarah, maybe it's a conversation with Jerry where she's like, you know what? Like, I think I've done what I needed to do here. Like, peace out. And then how everyone deals with that. Or I don't know. I hope it's something more like that and not the Sandoval show.
I mean, let's think about her. Yes, she was the one hurt. Then she had... But she had the world's support, but not forever, just for a little bit. It didn't take long for the world to be like, get over it already, move out. You have a new man, you know what I mean? So now she has hurt, and then she doesn't have the world supporting her. She has humiliation. You know how humiliating that is to be looking like a fool when all these people knew about this and smiled to your face knowing what was going on, some of these people being her friends. You know, like, that's just as much mental, and she already has a history of stuff she's talked about. So it's like, but it is a very catered around Sandoval and not so much her. But are you saying this dark stuff that they're going to reveal? I thought the reunion at the end, they played the last part of the finale. Are you saying you think they're going to play something else on the reunion part three?
I do. I think they...
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope so, because this big reveal and this big... It tore the cast apart! Like,
I believe that there is, like they're going to... It's going to be kind of like a season wrap-up, like something that we would have gotten that would have been in there, but they're waiting to slam it on them to somehow to prove some point or to get some reaction, for sure.
And then one last bang of this being talked about, like,
yes.
Virally.
Yes.
I mean, that makes sense, and I kind of hope so. I just hope, like you said, it's not something douchey around Sandoval.
Yeah, or I hope, like, I just... Not that I don't want to hear about Sandoval's mental health, but I would like to have it, like, focus on somebody else. Or if they do, if it is something that he went through, I hope they ask everybody else what they went through and possibly capture that too, and not just him.
Yeah.
So
I don't think, like, this big bang of what they showed them the last part of the reunion and. That's just, whoa, explosive. I didn't get that from the finale. Like, unless if the Ariana quitting thing is false, then I'm going to say I really don't get what the big... Lala was just popping off the same as she has all season. She already did that at emo night. Like, wow, she's really, you know what I mean? She's been saying those comments all season. So what she said at the end was no big, like, bang or shocker. It's like she's just been, you know, escalating it all season long, so I don't see how everyone was just so blown away and shocked, and it ripped their friendship apart. So I believe that there probably is a different big bang coming, because that wasn't it for me, and that's why I believe that what it had to be was Ariana quit that night at the party, because otherwise, where's the big bang? I don't get it.
There was no big bang. There wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
Well, we'll find out.
In a way, like, I'm, like, kind of grateful for the way they're doing this, because I'm excited, and not that there's, like, another puzzle to solve, but there kind of is, and I feel like maybe by the first episode we'll be getting an inkling of what's going on. I don't know. I just...
Yeah.
Producer Jerry's not going to go out like this.
All right. So, the reunion... I don't know why they gave us a 7-minute first look when, like, the first four were talking about, like, hello, hello.
I hate the hellos.
And it's like, how are, you know, like, Lisa's in her shiny, blingy, blue snakeskin blazer. Oh, shocker. James is bringing the Ken-ergy. Katie's like, Katie and Ariana both have, like, choking necklaces on. I would get so uncomfortable after that many hours. I'd be like, I can't breathe anymore.
I know. I wouldn't even be able to sit there the way that, like, I have, like, I'm literally in awe of every reunion, because I'm like, whoa, like, they talk about how taxing it is and how hard it is. And then, like, I look at their outfits and I'm like, I could not hold my posture like that for that long. There's no way.
Like, Ariana's looked a little more comfortable than Katie's, because hers was tight and she had just had to sit exactly and not move, whereas Ariana's had more give and flow.
Yes.
However, the top part, like, she could have, like, fallen out of the boob part, you know, so she had to keep that in check. But, yeah, I don't know. The neck thing would have...
That would have bugged me.
Yeah. Sandoval said he's doing better this year than last year, and, Katie and Ariana said when this episode airs, which is false, that something about her will be open. Well, I don't think it's going to be open next Tuesday, which is when these hellos will air. So
yeah. Oh, that's funny.
But
that's one day early.
One day?
Right?
No. Wait. No.
Oh, 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Oh, my God. I'm like living. Yeah, I've got nationals next week, and then it's something about her.
I'm like, I would give them a pass for one day. It's like 2 weeks.
It's in the middle of it. I'll give it to them.
Yeah, it's close enough. Tom and Ariana cannot talk about the house sale and the litigation around that. Sheena, we saw a little clip that they didn't show on the show, that Sheena covered up the Lego art with a blanket so Ariana didn't have to look at that every day. I don't know why they didn't do that before.
Yeah, that was like, it almost like wasn't even funny, because we've all been asking for that for so long that it's like, okay, finally.
Yeah. We talked about this part, but it's still hilarious. Like, the look on Andy's face and Lisa's face when Lisa's like, well, I don't want to live together. Man, he's like, Lisa, my dad's in his 60s and he has roommates. And she's like, don't understand that. Okay. And Andy looks horrified. But, you know, that doesn't shock me, surprise me. You know, we've met his dad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, what they were saying was, like, why do you, like, you guys have, like, made it, you know, to owning a house. Like, you don't want to go backwards, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know.
This irritated me. Lisa's like, all this nonsense of this Rachel denigrating everyone on a podcast. And Sandal's like, did you hear the podcast? Well, no, but I've been told. It's like, this is what's wrong with all of you. And, like, this is what Lala did to Kristen. You take things people tell you through the telephone game, taken out of context, clips here and there that don't make any sense. And yes, I mean, she's not wrong. Rachel did say things about everybody. But if you're going to speak on it, listen to it, you know?
Yeah. And then I just, like, I don't understand how everyone else is allowed to, like, process through what is going on except for Rachel.
Yeah, just like, because she didn't come on the show. It's like, you're still talking about her.
Yeah, because the Annabelle's like, can she stop talking about me? It's like, maybe she's still trying to freaking heal. Like, it truly hasn't been that long. Like, give her, like, she just got out, dude. Give her a second to, like, catch her breath. Like, so it's really affecting you? It's really bothering you?
And God. You stop talking about her.
Yes.
She can't stop talking about her. Sandoval can't stop talking about her. So thank God she was talking, because
everyone is
talking
so,
about her.
They're so freaking angry at her. Not yeah, Sandoval, he her.
A fucking coward. Like, okay. Fucking coward.
That's why I'm saying, if we use mental health as like this big crowning jewel at the end, they can't, like, you can't say someone who's prioritizing their mental health that left the show is a coward, and then, like, you turn around and cry too. Like, like, who do we feel sorry for? Like, it's the fact that you just see that is like crazy.
He's just mad she rejected him, and so now he's finally lashing out, just like when Ariana rejected him, and then he turned, he's so heartfelt and apologetic, and then within 2 seconds when she doesn't entertain him and she walks away, he's like, she's a fucking lazy ass cat, you know, check cash.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I definitely would have been easier if Rachel had stayed for everybody, you know, for Sandoval, for Sheena. Sheena could have had so many moments with her.
Even Andy kind of stood up for her, because when Ariana was saying it was, she's like, well, I had the courage to stand up to my perpetrators, which it's just maybe choose a different word. But she's like, and I can't even believe I showed up that day. And Andy's like, well, I imagine it was difficult for her, too. It's like, at least he even got that. Like,
well, and Lala, too. Lala kind of, you know, said something, too. And it's true. You know, like, it couldn't be easy walking in there, you know?
Yeah. Did you see the eye rolls that Ariana gave? It was like, well, and Sheena's, I don't know. It was,
I thought the first little reaction that Ariana gave when Sandoval called Raquel a coward, I thought that, like, it was possibly, like, she was almost perplexed that he would say that, like, that she wasn't a coward, that she at least came to that part or something. Like, I thought I saw a little something right there, like, where, like, the anger went towards him versus, like, she's not obviously on Rachel's side or anything, but she was like, he's even turning on her. You know what I mean? It's like, he's, like, true to no one, dude.
And then his eyes and facials when Lala was standing up for him, it was like, dude, is this happening? Is Lala really having my back right now? He's like, what's going on? I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah.
Because Lala was like, I mean, Ariana had the support of everyone, but Raquel and Tom did this, you know, they were more courageous. And she's like, and I'm a tough bitch, and I don't think I could have done it. I'm like,
it's like, we know.
We know. All you ever do is run away. That's so funny.
I did see a lot of chatter about Lala, you know, calling it, saying that everyone needs their rabies shots and everything. That went viral for sure. It's like, oof.
Yeah. Well, we'll see it next week.
I can't wait. I think... Yeah, I can't. I don't even know. Like, I hope it's good. I hope it's good.
Yeah, it should be.
It should be.
All right, so we get into the valley.
Yes.
Congrats on a season 2.
Yeah.
Brittany's like, Bubba, you need to go take a shower with Daddy. Wash that booty, booty, booty. And Jack's like, Brittany, he's licking the windows again. But he's like, oh, that's okay, buddy. I used to do that, too. And then Brittany calls Mama Sherry. And I was happy to see Sherry made a comeback with the, like, lilac magenta lipstick.
Yes.
So, you know, stay true to yourself, girl.
Absolutely.
Sherry, I'm going to stick to the fact that I don't think opening a bar is a good thing for your marriage. You need to take up for your marriage. And she's not wrong.
Yeah.
it certainly did seem to happen pretty quickly. So, I wish, like...
She's like, I want Cruz to have a mom and a dad. Together, Sherry, under the same roof.
Sherry divorced 3 times. Come on.
She wants better for her little bitty.
Yeah. And I think, like, I think there was room for reconciliation. It seems like Brittany's kind of, like, enjoying single life. But, like, I was thinking while I was watching Jesse, like, he's like, well, whatever I can do to make myself into someone that Michelle wants. Like, he keeps trying different things. I still, you know, yeah, he is who he is, but he's trying. Michelle's not trying. If, like, so they're never going to work, but, like, if Jax could, like, try the way Jesse is trying, I think Brittany would take him back because she just wants to see some effort, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So I have been like ride or die for Jax and Brittany just because I feel like they've made it through like such horrible things. We can't give up now, but,
looks like we made it. Yeah.
But it's getting a little, like this episode, I was like, oh shit.
Yeah. They're getting,
it's starting
further and further
apart. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Kristen tries some gecko food and enjoys it. And Janet invites everyone to hibachi game night except for Kristen and Luke.
Hmm.
So Kristen finds out about this at the wine place that she meets Jasmine for. And I would like to point out that the bartender at this wine place is wearing a dress I own in like 3 different colors.
Nice.
If you like the dress, people, you can get it on Amazon for like $20. Don't wear it in the winter because it's like paper thin, and I made that mistake. I nearly died.
This is a summer dress, folks. Oh, and by the way, shout out to Michaela. She was on the last, what have we done since then? The second to last podcast that we did. And
Dana Point Hotel poolside. Oceanside Poolside Podcast.
I bit her style and purchased like her little like crossbody bag that she had. And I'm gifting it to myself for Mother's Day. I'll wrap that shit up and be like, oh my God, you guys got this for me. That's so nice.
And then like everyone looks at each other.
It's so freaking cute, you guys, and it's literally on sale at Target. So grab it now.
Yeah, like, it like looks Chanel-y.
It's just like vibey. It's cute. It's like flashy, but not. You know, like you just like look at it and it's like, oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of like one of the Melrose Place business suits I would wear from Clothes Time in the 90s.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, like a little, what's that fabric? It's like not tweed, but like fake yarny cotton tweed.
Yeah.
Plaid. Like a fuzzy plaid.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought I worked in the garment industry? You know, it's like a yarn.
I get what you're saying.
my dad used to say that. Like, he talked to us about, like, the business, and he's like, and then how much do you need for, like, yarn and stuff? We're like, you mean thread? We make swimsuits with yarn.
Yeah.
So Kristen tells Jasmine that Jax is the one that told Kristen about Michelle talking to another guy because it was really Michelle that told Brittany. Brittany told Jax. And then they flash back to the scene at the steakhouse where Jax is telling Kristen. He's like, don't put this on camera. I don't want to break their trust or ruin anyone's marriage. She's like, you're not filming this, are you?
That was so freaking fake, dude. Like, I'm like, come on, don't start getting, like, fake like that. I mean, I know they've already, like, they have storylines going on, but, dude.
My wife will kill me. I could ruin a marriage. I can't do it.
Even freaking Kristen is like, of course they're filming, you idiot. Like,
I love her screenshot, too, of when she's like, I even have the text thread from Jax to prove it. And she opens it up and you can see at the bottom of her text, she's like, I'm filming. Like, leave me alone. I'm filming. Did you read the text between Jax and Kristen?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, it's very clear that, you know. And, you know, I'm sure it came from Britney, just like Britney was the one who revealed the gender to Jax of Sheena's baby, and Jax, like, blurted it out and ruined it. Sheena had her gender ruined by Jax, her baby name ruined by Ryan Bailey.
Yeah, dang.
She didn't get to announce anything. Yeah. So, Britney told Jax, Britney told Jax, and then, obviously, Kristen, that she's having, like, an emotional affair with a guy, like, texting and stuff, and that it's, like, an actor celebrity person. Who do you think that could be? Who can it be now? Hey, you guys, the polls are up, but I only did VPR. I'm going to do the Valley polls tomorrow.
Yes.
Because I'm tired. And it might be better to space them out, because then there's fun for 2 days instead of one day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then it's not so much work.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll even do it on a new phone. We'll see.
Yes.
Actor, celebrity, and then... So I was listening to Janet on a podcast, and the interviewer was like, which director was it? Come on, you can tell me. And she's like, I can't tell you. She's like, but... I guess I can say that, like, I know absolutely no directors, and I've actually heard of this one.
Oh, okay.
So then that kind of does lean into Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
And that's way more of, like, but she did say, she's like, but no, it was just, like, trying to get his business kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I doubt anything happened. It was just more, like, it kind of shows your character, like, hanging around Chateau hoping to run into... powerful people, right?
Yes.
Which I guess if you're trying to get their business, that makes sense. Or you might be trying for other things. Who knows?
Yeah.
Or both. Jasmine tells Kristen that she and Jax are very similar, and she's shocked that Kristen can't see it. Jesse removes Kristen from the group chat and asked if she noticed, and he's like, Jack's like, yeah, she blew up my phone, like, you never have my back, you never stick up for me, and Janet's all giddy, like, did you block her, and he's like, yeah, but, like, it's not a big deal, because Jax literally blocks and unblocks Kristen every month.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too, is, like, big whoop.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm not, like, super worried about Kristen. Like, she can handle herself. This is just a little bump in the road.
Yeah. Jesse didn't know that butthurt was a word or a thing.
I had a hard time with that one.
Yeah, they just... They didn't really do anything with it, so it's like, why even leave it in?
Yeah, it was just like one of those, like, huh?
I was a little confused when Andy asked Jax on Watch What Happens Live if he regrets being so harsh on Britney at the hibachi dinner, and, like, Jax didn't know what Andy was talking about because Jax doesn't watch the episodes still.
Yeah.
And which really annoyed Andy again. But then, he kind of reminded him. He's like, oh, yeah, well, she wasn't feeling well. And I was like, I thought he was pretty understanding at first. He was like, oh, you're not feeling well? He's like, oh, you want to go home? Okay, you want me to come with you? You know, like, I felt like he wasn't a dick. But then, I guess what he said later, he's like, I know why. It's like, it happens because when she drinks. And she did have that ulcer that's aggravated by drinking. And he goes, it's been the same story for 10 years. He's like, I don't know why she does something when she knows it's going to make her sick. So I get his frustration. Like, you shouldn't, like, drink shame someone. Like, that would be very annoying. Like, stop drinking or cut down on the... Like, that would be so annoying. But in his point... He knows it's going to make her sick, and he's trying to be like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I actually found the scene, like, very heartbreaking. I thought I was going to, like, totally... Because I was seeing social media comments, too, and I was like, I'm going to freaking rail on Jax if he's rude. But I thought... Although I guess he like could have babied her a little bit more or insisted on like taking her home himself or like I almost would have been like, can I borrow like your car and I'll come right back with it or something? Like, I don't know, like maybe that would have been nice, but they're filming. Yeah. Like I felt like Brittany like was in between the lines was like, stay here and film, like you guys are busy. Everyone's here.
I told him. He said, do you want me to come with you? And she goes, no, I want you to stay here.
Yeah, no, I know. But like, I was just thinking like,
yeah.
Would that have been like, am I feeling like Jax was like a dick to her? And I didn't. And I did see his point of view too. Like if you know something, you know, makes you feel like that, like, especially when you're working and filming, like maybe just decline or wait till after or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I get it. Like, I it's like a hard thing to take away from Brittany because I think she like she really enjoys drinking. Like, that's like her. Like, she really likes to have fun with people. So I think that it's like a hard ask for her, you know, to be like, don't, like when everyone's like, let's take a shot. Like, she's like, woo! You know, she's just excited.
Yeah, exactly. She has like chants around it.
Yeah.
Like, she has multiple cheer chants around shot taking.
Yes.
Oh, so they have, then they get into game night, and I wonder how much it costs to, like, have the hibachi people come to your place.
I don't know, that looks so freaking fun, though.
You have the yard for it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little risky, like, some of the questions, so I totally thought, oh, very smart. Nia and Danny have their marriage so dialed in, you know, as soon as that question came up, Nia was like, Danny... And then, like, gave him the look, like, we're not going to answer this question. Which was, I don't think you should answer, like, ask. Some of it was fine, like, how often or how long. But the who in this group would you want to hall pass with, that's just not going to do any good for anybody's marriage.
Yeah.
So I thought that, you know, the smart thing was a lot of the couples chose Jasmine, who's, like, the resident lesbian. You know, they're like, so that's safe. Or... Danny shouted out Sparkles, who was Jared in drag, and I was like, okay.
That's fine. You know, everyone can
have fun with it. But, like, you know, Jesse and Michelle's, like, confessional. Like, even at least Michelle chose Nia, so, you know, that's not going to, like, piss Jesse off. But, like, then Jesse's like, no, Nia. Like, ooh.
Yeah.
That's going to sting Michelle. I mean, it just it's not because it's Michelle. But...
Totally. But it's just awkward. Like, it's awkward.
Yeah, and then Zach's like, oh, I know for a fact Jax would go for Janet, and Brittany has said Jason, and then Jax actually answered, and he's like, no, we would both go for Jasmine.
That's funny.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. That's
Anyways, so 15 minutes. Okay, so all their... Okay, so... Zach is answering for Brittany because he knows Jax, you know, better than anyone. And they talked about how long sex. And I think what it, oh, Zach said an episode of Friends. And Jax is like, hell no, are you kidding me? He's like, it's 10 minutes at best. And that's on a good night. And then, like, Jesse and Michelle said 2 minutes and he said 22 seconds. And someone else, Nia said 7 minutes. I'm like, where... That's just never been my experience, except for maybe, like, high school. I mean...
Like, maybe like too long or too short?
Too little. Like, I would prefer it to be that short.
Yeah.
I'm not saying never. It just depends on the person, I guess. But, like, you know, sometimes it's like, come on. I'm bored now. Like, I'm just... Or I'm like, can we move on to something else? Like... turn on the TV. Like, I have at some point turned on the TV. One time it was Willy Wonka, and it was really crazy because like, they were going up, Grandpa and Charlie were going up in the bubble thing, and Grandpa's like, I'm coming, Charlie! I'm coming! And it's like, right at the appropriate time, too.
Oh,
like, this is really weird.
That's hilarious. I thought it was going to be like, I've got a golden ticket. It's all oompa loompa doopity doo.
Oh my God. Yeah, that would have been a killer a session killer because I would have been like, oh, I feel like an Oompa Loompa. Why'd you have to put that image in my head or his head?
That's hilarious.
So anyways, I was surprised, you know, because these guys are older. You know what I mean? Like, I just didn't expect, like, 2 minutes, 7 minutes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, whatever.
Were you surprised about, like, the finger going into the knuckle?
I mean, did you think Danny was joking or, like, I took it as a joke because he was so, like, dry about it. Like, that's why you only go use, you know, like, I thought he was kidding.
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I think that's why, like, they're joking about it. Like, those two are, like, the craziest.
Yeah, like, Katie.
Yes.
Katie's super kinky.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know. Zach said he would pick Danny because he thinks Danny's the hottest guy, but he'd be afraid that Nia would kick his ass because she
yeah.
was taekwondo.
Yeah.
So, okay, speaking of taekwondo, this was completely ridiculous. We have Janet offended that Kristen doesn't invite her to James May. She's like, I can't believe she didn't. She had the nerve to not invite me to her event. This is after you didn't show up to support Nia. Like, everyone should support Nia. She has done nothing to anybody. She supports everyone, comes to all their things with two brand new babies.
And she needs everyone's support right now. Like, if she's leaving her kids and, like, having a moment, like, free and filming, like, go support her.
Like, there's other people you don't have to go and support, but she's the person you should support. And for you to, like, Janet should have played the pregnancy card or something. But for both Janet and Michelle to be like, I don't feel comfortable being in the same room outside with Kristen. And then you're going to be offended that Kristen didn't invite you to her event. Well, of course, I think Kristen might have. I think she was going to take Zach's advice until she goes to the thing and sees, like, Nia's feelings are kind of hurt. So I'm sure Kristen's like, well, why the fuck would I invite them? They're clearly not going to come because they couldn't even come to this to support sweet Nia.
You know what I really liked, though, was Kristen was kind of, you know, she's like, I'm sorry that, like, you know, they're not here for your event because of me. Like, she's like, it sucks in her confessional. She's like, it sucks, you know, like, knowing that people don't want to be around you. Like, that's a really shitty feeling. But I liked that Nia, like, so authentically said, like, no, like, I wanted you here. Like, I invited you and I wanted you here. Like, that was so nice to say. I'm sure Kristen really appreciated that.
I know, and that's exactly what I'm saying. Like, Nia can do no wrong, and for these two bitches to be like, our needs are more important than yours. And it's just like, Janet, you should have said you're having pregnancy sickness or you don't want to be, like, moving too much.
Yeah, I actually don't think she should have done it. Like, she absolutely should have used that excuse. Or, like, if she could come and, like, sit in a chair and watch or something, but I wouldn't be, like, getting on the ground and, like, having someone pull my arm. Like, I'm sure you could do it. I'm just saying, I would absolutely play that card. Be like, oh gosh, you know what? I'll watch you guys.
Maybe that's why she was honest, because Nia could have said, no, just come and sit and watch. You'll still learn. You know what I mean?
But, yeah.
And then what's she going to say?
Yeah.
Then it's excuse number two. So, I mean, I guess props for honesty, but dumb. But, like, not a great friend, either of them. So, in that moment, for that situation.
Yeah.
So then we have Kristen's James May launch number 32. I want her to succeed.
I want to support Kristen, and I want to, like, root for her and be happy for her, but I, too, felt like...
I don't get it.
It's not that, like, I'm exhausted by the storyline. It's just... It's kind of like a little eye roll because it just seems too, I don't know.
And it's like, what are we going to have another Pucker and Pout launch to? I just don't get the t-shirts. They're big, bulky, like, man t-shirts. They're not even cute, like, girly or V-neck. Sorry. Or
I will never get over the name Pucker and Pout. Like, every name that Katie is involved with is literally wacko. It just is. Like, it takes you on a journey when it comes out of your mouth. Pucker and Pout. Puckle and Pout. Something about her. Disrespectfully.
Oh, God. Disrespectfully. And then...
Unfuckwithable.
Unfuckwithable.
I mean, like, dude.
And then her last podcast, you're gonna love me. I'm like, well...
That was... Poor Katie.
I want to love you.
I know. Like,
it's just hard sometimes.
Yes.
Like, this season, loved you 90% of the time.
I wonder, like, who, like, has anyone, I personally don't know anyone in our group. Like, I know that there was people who wrote hard for Sandoval that just, like, loved him before everything. Like, they just freaking liked him. I didn't, but other people, like, usually there's, like, someone for everybody. I never met someone that was like, you know what, I fuck with Katie. I fucking love her. Like, from the beginning until now. Like, I haven't seen it. Now,
like a day one stan, for sure. I'd like to see that.
Yeah, now people, I feel like, are into her.
If you are that person,
hit us up.
The Vanderpump Rules Party on Instagram or VanderpumpRulesParty@gmail.com. That would be an interesting interview with that person.
It would. Come on the pod.
Yeah, because I'm only one, so it would be pretty easy to schedule. Did you see my poll? Did you take my poll yet?
Yes, I did. I took it once as Ronnie and once as me.
Wasn't Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins?
Yes.
Okay, well, I was trying to find Dick Van Dyke's Chim Chimmery, Chim Chim, Chim Chimmeroo for, like, that to be James singing. But it wouldn't come up. It was, like, these females singing it. So I'm like, I went with a... Chicago, because it goes with Ariana, and just chose the guy solo, the guy that was spitting on us.
Oh yeah.
The razzle dazzle. I mean, he could play that role too, but I see him in Mary Poppins.
Yes.
Just a spoonful of sugar. My favorite song was Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. If you hear the sound of it, it's kind of like quite atrocious. Sorry. Really geeking out. Okay. I don't know why that popped into my head. Literally, Poppins popped into my head. I think we're talking about Katie stans, and then I was thinking of James. And
you just reminded me of somebody on the podcast was like, have Ronnie watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. And so we were watching it, and like, I remember, like, there are so many freaking songs on that show that I loved.
That came up when I was like, okay, let me try Dick Van Dyke then. And so when I did Dick Van Dyke, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang song came up.
Oh, yeah, that one that's all truly scrumptious. That one. I love that one.
Oh. Well, but that one's not English. I wanted an English musical.
Yes, yes.
So, fine. Okay. Here's the other thing. So I've always felt these t-shirts, like, you can get them at Target. You can get them at a vintage shop. You can get them at Goodwill. You can get them on Venice Beach, like band t-shirts, whatevs. But then like the style, it's like, I hate that muscle look. Like, even Britney's like, this isn't good for a girl with big boobs. And it's not good on the arm angle either, you know, and then around the neck. And then she, like, you could pair it, like, maybe put some jean shorts on and cowboy boots and, like, tie it in a little knot. Like, make it look cute. But she wore it with, like, a sheer beach cover-up with sparkles on it and, like, wedgy underwear. Like, Beyonce and, like, you know, like, Paige DeSorbo wore to BravoCon. But it's, like, it wasn't a look. It looked weird. It looked like a Halloween costume, kind of. Like, it just didn't make me want to buy the t-shirt. But if I saw the t-shirt with, like, in a cute little, like, cowboy hat, and then I'm like, oh, that's cute. Maybe I'll get that.
I don't mind her shirts. I don't mind her relaunching, but I was laughing at how like she was just handling the whole thing, and poor Zach was like trying to help, and she's like just like walks in and to go. She's like, I have to go get ready. Bye.
Yeah, he's sweating his ass off. I mean, he's a good friend.
He is.
I'm really turning a new leaf on him.
Yeah, me too.
I've enjoyed him. He's been on Kristen's pod a couple times. I've enjoyed him. I liked what he said, but, you know, he's coming in strong on taking stands.
You know, and I feel like he has done a good job of laughing at himself, which
he's really leaning into the hair control.
Yeah, and to me, like, that wins me over. Then I want to root for you because it's like, well, like, yeah. Cool. You know, like, I like that.
Yeah, I heard him on a couple podcasts talking about that. Like, he's the first one to lean in and laugh at himself and restory. And now he thinks he should start a wig line. Like, okay, so cool. You can just laugh at the people, like, that, you know, are insulting you or they think they're insulting you. You're just, like, sweat off your back.
Yes.
Zach said Janet's been given a pass this entire summer because she's pregnant, but she was conniving and shady before, and you know, people just don't call her out because she's pregnant.
I mean, I feel like TBD, like, that is to be determined because we need to see her not pregnant, I guess. But
we've heard that.
Yeah,
we've heard those stories, and she wasn't pregnant, so you know, we've always had a pleasant experience. Mm-hmm. But you know, you hear stories flying around that maybe back Zach's theory up, but, you know, we'll see what we see on the show, and if we ever experience something ourselves, you know, maybe we'll share it. But for now, I can just go off of, like, okay, there's rumors out there, but then, like, our experience has been...
Yeah.
It's actually been a mixed bag. Like, you and me, I think, had a good experience, but then we were also with some people that, at the same moment in time, had a bad experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's weird how that can happen.
Yeah, like, did you see... I guess I won't call her out because she might not want to in this situation. See the email about Israel?
No.
That, like, he basically, like, plowed over her. She's very little and he's obviously super tall.
Uh-huh.
And, like, ran into her, almost knocked her over, and, like, just kept storming by. No sorry, no excuse me, no, like, oh, are you okay? Like, totally rude.
Huh.
It was that night. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because he was, like, rushing to go grab onto Sandoval's coattails.
Mm.
You know, he was carrying Sandoval's train.
Yeah.
You know. So interesting. It's like someone that is like very like overly nice, like you could, you know, fake nice, but then turn around and the person next to you just had a terrible rude experience. It's just, it happens.
Yeah, it does.
All right, so we kind of talked about Jesse. Now he's doing this ayahuasca thing. But I mean, I just like that he said, he's like, I'm willing to try anything that can make me a person that Michelle wants to be. And Michelle wants him to change his personality. I'm like, isn't that like relationship 101? Like, you can't change someone's personality.
Yeah, I felt really bad when she said that. And then like he even like took like a pause and was like, huh? And she's like, well, you asked me. She's like, you asked.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Like, it's like, dude, can't you just be like, oh, I mean, you know, I don't know.
Well, this is going to be one of my poll questions. Would you rather have, like, an asshole or douchey personality, or would you rather have no personality? I'd rather have an arrogant personality than no personality.
Yeah, me too.
Because I think she tells him she wants him to change his personality. I think he should tell her, well, I would like you to get one.
Yeah, it's true. I feel anytime someone is trying to work on something. Like, I know, like, on this show, you know, it's like he needs to do this for himself without trying to, you know, get a certain outcome or a little reward if he does something. But I feel bad he's trying, and I can see just, you know, her eyes are just, like, glazed over. She's like, have fun on that. See you later.
Yeah. Okay, so the self-defense thing, the funny takeaway I got from this was kind of like, if you talk about Zach leaning into making fun of his own hair, Danny leaning into, he's like, I'm the man, I'm coming to get you, I'm a mini man, mini man's coming after you. That was so funny.
That is funny.
That, and then Christian being like, thank you for inviting me, you know, I'm the peacemaker, guys. I just want everyone to get along. And both Jasmine and Brittany's face were like,
yeah.
Brittany's like, well, you haven't really been that lately. That's very a kind way of saying that, Brittany.
Seriously.
And Chris was like, huh? What do you mean?
Oh, Kristen.
So we find out then that Zach nor Kristen are invited to Big Bear for Jana and Jason's baby moon. I felt like, I mean, Zach was very emotional for this, but I guess when you look at it, if they're all close friends and he's only excluded because he's single, that would just get real old, right?
Yeah.
Or is he excluded because he's a friend of someone else and he, like, helped someone with an event? It's like, either way, it sucks.
Yeah, either way, it's just not cool.
Yeah. So, maybe I think Luke and Zach and Kristen should drive up themselves.
Yeah.
Just get their own place.
I just, like,
I don't know that.
I don't like the, like, not inviting thing. Like, especially with, like, filming, I feel like it's really touchy and weird. I mean, sometimes it creates, like, a dynamic where the group can talk about the other person, like, more freely, and then it creates more drama. But I don't, like, they seem to, like, really be getting on this.
Yeah. So, it doesn't look like they're filming at Rob's cabin, by the way.
They should have. That's a missed opportunity.
Totally. So then, okay, Brittany's trying to tell Jax about Kristen making it right, and she thinks she just needs to, like, fall on the sword and make it right with everyone so we can move on. And he's just looking at his phone, and she rips his phone out, and she's like, can you please talk to me? And he's like, what, about Kristen? He's like, I got a job. I have three different jobs I'm working on. And she's like, and I don't. Like, that was, like, just the real raw. That's real marriage right there, folks.
Yes. And the phone watching thing can be so freaking triggering because, like, Chad and I will say that sometimes because I'm on my phone a lot. He's on his phone a lot. But, like, when I'm trying to talk to him or he's trying to talk to me, it is really annoying when someone's on the phone. You know, it's like, dude, like, can you put it down for 1 second? God. Chad even takes it a step further where he has his AirPods in. And so then I'm like, oh, yeah. Are you, like, and he watches YouTube. He listens to documentaries and this, you know, so I'm like, what are you, like, are you listening to me? Like, and it's usually something so dumb that I'm talking about, you know, but it's like, I would like to talk to you. Stop.
It reminds me of how, I guess, Kaya felt when she told you that she will wait until you're finished texting or whatever you were doing. Oh, I'll just wait then. And you're like, huh? was Michaela doing it or she was like, oh, I'll wait till you're done. Something we were talking about. I'm like, oh yeah, I stopped asking Holly that. I go, you know, sometimes you think, she had, you know, you had ADD, right?
Yeah.
You've had a lifetime of learning how to deal and adapt with it. I go, so she can literally do 10 things at one time because I used to quiz her and I'd be like, oh, I'll just wait until, you know, you can listen. And you're like, no, I heard you. I'm like, really, what did I say? I'm like, and then she would repeat what I said word for word. And I'm like, so I just stopped doing that because I'm like, oh, okay, well, I know she's listening, so.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just not as equipped as you. But Yeah, she did it to Heidi too. To you and no, Heidi does it. That's it. Heidi does it to me and anybody else. She's just like Kaya doing it to you. Like I can text and still listen to you at the same time. I guess the skill level is different. Like you're like super, super advanced. I'm advanced. And then like some people just aren't at all.
Well, and it depends too. Like if you're firing off a quick like response to someone, that's one thing. Yeah. But yeah, like, or if you're, because I feel like back in the day, like probably when Kaya said that, like I probably wasn't mindlessly scrolling. I must have been doing, because that wasn't even like really a thing back then. So, yeah, I who knows? Who knows what I was doing?
Yeah, you're probably, like, answering Chad, like, can you pick up some...
Yeah, yeah. But no, like, it's rude. Yeah. It's rude. It is rude. I know.
I don't think so.
I mean, I guess it depends who you're with. Yes, but at a point, yes, of course.
Did you notice at the James May event that Britney is wearing those damn pearl jeans again?
She loves the pearl jeans.
Does she have like 9,000 pairs? Because I would have think they would have been worn out by now. When I wear something that much and that often, like I do, I'll go buy a second or a third duplicate because I love it so much. And it's usually just like my loungewear shorts around the house that it's, you know, or sleep in or something. Like the jeans I would wear, and I would wear them for like work events or if I had to wear jeans or something. And those do get worn out. So I don't know how, with the pearls in the wash.
Yeah, they start like losing shape after a while, or they'll like stretch out a little. You know, it's like it's not as perfect as it was in the beginning.
And are you going to hand wash? Because otherwise any washing machine is going to fuck with all those pearls. They're going to get stringy and start hanging down. And she's been wearing them for like 2 years. Like 90% of the times we've seen her, she's in those jeans. And now on... this season, I think I've seen her 3 times. I'm just curious. I'm not shading her jeans or herself or her stuff. I'm just noticing she wears them a lot.
Speaking of hand washing, remember when we went off about Sandoval's like disgusting little performance pants and how Anne probably had to hand wash those?
Yeah, because it's a sequins.
I bet when she put it in, like, you know, she, like, filled the sink with, like, some warm water. I bet when she pulled them out, it was so greasy and dirty and yucky in that sink.
Like, dark yellow brown water.
Yes, yeah, like, urine and sweat.
Gross. I don't know. I don't want to hand wash jeans. Like,
no.
I think those need, like, the heart.
I would just buy new. I would have, like, you know, 4... pair if I loved him that much.
And she may.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they stay in that
prison. James May. Know.
Yeah. Well, that's all I have. Kristen thinks Janet thinks she's now the queen bee. So we'll see.
I mean, she's kind of acting like it. I think she's pulling rank. But the viewers are not having it. But, I am super happy to see how well the Valley is doing and that they're getting a season 2. It seems like the ratings on Vanderpump are great. It's still it's like the number one show right now. It's Bravo's number one show.
So what's interesting is that they announced that there will be another season 2 before the season's over. They usually make them wait like a month after.
I truly believe they're like, I feel like they did that on purpose. Like they're making us all wonder. They're making, like, what about Vanderpump? It's like, come on.
Yeah, and that's why we're not getting a reunion.
Yeah,
because they announced early. So, okay, you do believe there will be a season 12?
I was told there's a season 12. That is my number one reason for believing it.
Okay, yes. And do you think it will be the same cast? Do you think it'll be a total reboot, or do you think it'll be like partial cast?
I think there's still a story here to tell. I think there's still an audience to watch it. So I'm going to put my final answer in as yes, there's a season 12. And I personally do not believe it will be a reboot yet. Like, I think we're coming back. I'm sure they're going to have to introduce something, you know, new in, but I don't know. I'm going to say same cast.
I feel like there would be an uproar in the fan base if they rebooted totally new, leaving everyone like, but what about this person and that? Like, they want, unless they just
they're gonna
move
have
everyone to the Valley. And yeah. We don't want that for the Valley people. I don't want them, like, taken over by Lala and Sheena. And it's like, no, let the Valley people have their show.
Yeah, if they're going to reboot, they need to wait a couple years for us to, like, kind of get over everything. And then I think it would be like when they rebooted The Hills. It was not the same. It's not the same. It's still fun. I still watched, but I was like, I was so disappointed. It's like reading the book and watching the movie. You know, it's like, my imagination was better than it was.
Remember when they did that with 90210 and Melrose Place?
Yes. And of course we're excited because it's like, ooh, like, we love that, you know? Or it's like my favorite show, Baywatch. Like, they tried to do Baywatch Takes Hawaii, this, that. It's like, no. It has to be with Pamela Anderson, you know, Summer.
Alexandra Paul.
Yeah.
Stephanie.
Stephanie.
Who's like Kristen Doty's aunt.
Freaking Hobie.
Doesn't she look like Kristen Doty?
Yes.
I think I decided I like Kristen better with her, like, short bob. I think she looks younger and fresher.
I do, too. It's like she's, like, bouncier.
And you know what? When I got my hair chopped off, I got that people were like, oh, you look younger.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, once you hit past, like, 40... Maybe you shouldn't have, like, the long, massive hair extension thing.
Yeah.
I've never had extensions, but Kristen's hair extensions.
I've never had extensions either, and I always wanted them. But
you don't need them.
Well, I remember when my, like, really good friend Brittany had extensions, and I'm like, how much was that? And at the time, this was, like, way back in the 2000s, and she's like, oh, it was $600. And I'm like, what? It's like that is, like, out of control. Or it was, like, $600, like, for, like, the touch-up, but, like, to put them in, it was, like, $1,200 or something.
Thousands. Oh, yeah, because Kaya had them in the 2000s, and it ripped her hair out, totally destroyed it. She said, never, ever do it. That's why I never, ever did it. Like, I would love to have, but
yeah, every time
I clip in or something.
Yeah, every time someone takes them out, it's, like, horrifying to look at.
Yeah, she said that, and it was also thousands of dollars she spent. Michaela goes to a gal, and now she splits her time between Nashville and here because there's so many influencers that moved to Nashville that were her clients here because she does a ton of Bachelor Nation.
Oh, okay.
And she named a few people like, oh, no, you should see their hair when we have to take the extensions out. It's like you're bald. It's like you're like a baby's head.
This is like so shady, but Ronnie's orthodontist has extensions and she does like a lot of social media and like she'll like whip her head like kind of quick and you can see like how short her hair is like versus the extensions and it's like that's kind of scary because when you take that out you know like that's what your work like so I get it like when people go do it to like add length maybe they don't like the cut or something like that but yeah I would probably do a clip in or something.
Yeah, I think for, like, special occasions, you do a clip-in. It's like false eyelashes. Like, not going to be Lisa Vanderpump wearing them every day. Because I feel like those are going to, when you peel them off, they're going to tear out your regular eyelashes.
Well, and I always tell Ronnie this because it's like, you never want to do, like, a full, well, you can do whatever you want. But I feel like if you do full, like stage makeup every day, then, like, when you have a special event, like prom or something, it's like you literally look the same as you do every day. So, like, go a little more natural and then have, like, special occasion makeup.
Like Joe.
Yeah. Exactly. Like Joe.
Yeah. So.
So that's it. There you have it, folks.
All right. Well, very successful week. I'm going to go watch Summer House so I can report on that on Patreon. And I think you got all the Razor winner announcers out?
Yeah, well, I have had a little problem with getting them. Like, I tried to do an envelope and that didn't work because it was like ripping. So, we've had
Oh.
we're having to do like the flat rate boxes, and I'm having to get them like little by little. So, but they are coming, you guys, I promise.
But what about those little tan envelopes, and they're just, it's like a light padding. I would put like the Lala lipstick and stuff in
Yeah,
those.
yeah. The little box I think will work, and then Chad will get them out for
Okay.
me. So we'll see. That's
Okay.
I'm gonna do the first round like that,
Oh
and
yeah,
then
because those are free. If you do the flat rate, those are free. Yeah. Okay.
totally.
Cool. Awesome. Well, we'll be back with you guys soon. Thanks for tuning in.
Okay, bye.
Bye.